What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. We're here once again. We got Derek, the one and only.
What's good, y'all? It's Derek. You feel me?
Last time we had Derek in here was with Asa Kai. We'll be back on the podcast soon as well. But yeah, Derek, tell us about what you've been up to ever since the last podcast.
I was in August. In the last podcast, I had just moved back to Texas. I went to college. That's how I met Asa Kai. I finished up this past July and just moved back to my hometown. Since then, I've just been cooking. Just straight cooking, traveling a lot around Texas. I've been going around to like Austin, San Marcos.
Love Austin.
Dude, Austin's sick.
I haven't been to San Marcos yet, but I hear it's beautiful there.
It's so pretty. Out there, I've been linking up with one of my homies from high school. And we've been hitting the studio on campus at Texas State.
Nice.
And him and I have been cooking up an album. Shout out to my boy Connor. Connor Zatopek. Zatopek. Yeah, that's right. Him and I have been working on an album. After the podcast, Ace and I made an album. He produced the whole thing. I did all the vocals, recorded all of that sometime early September.
I heard y'all's music, dude. It sounds like very professional. Sounds really good.
Appreciate it, bro. Oh, New Year's Eve, I dropped a single.
That was a good one. I listened to it. That was really good.
Yeah.
You're dropping some good bars in there.
So I actually, I made that joint in like 2 days. Ace sent me the beat. I let it sit for a day, and then I was like, all right, started writing. I took 2 days to write, and then I recorded and then released, like, just real quick, because I was like, dude, I want to drop some on New Year's Eve. So yeah, I wrote the song a couple days before, recorded it, mixed it, mastered it all in my fucking bedroom. I recently got my favorite mic, the SM7B.
What brand is that?
Shure.
Oh, I have a Shure in here somewhere. I don't know if you see it. It's over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, she look a little cute. She look a little cute.
Shure is a good brand. I feel like it's one of the top microphone brands.
Dude, yeah, they're tough. They're tough. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I'm so in love with my microphone. I'm so in love with that mug. So that's what I recorded my latest single with. Like I said, I mixed that myself. So I've started to revert back to doing everything on my own, other than like production, and then like also now being able to tell the difference of like how I mix shit versus how me and Ace's engineer mixes, or like some of my other homies do their stuff, and liking certain qualities of like how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like I know who to go to for certain records.
Yeah,
which
cool.
Is so dope. And then I'm also working on an EP, doing the same thing as that last single I dropped. I gotta finish recording it tonight so I can upload it tomorrow. Yeah, I recorded it with Ace. Flew into Orlando and I slid by for a little bit. We hit the studio. I recorded the whole project with him, and the files just corrupted when trying to send it to me. And then he deleted them.
Dude.
Or they corrupted when I was trying to download them, but he deleted them after uploading it to our drive. Yeah,
dude.
It was done. So I was like, fuck it, bro. I'll record it. Just do it all on my own.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was more hurt about, like, because we did two sessions that week and they were both 8 hours. But I mean, we wasn't cooking for 8 hours straight, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that I didn't do the project, we were actively cooking for like 6 hours. It took them an hour to set up, and then we went to go get lunch for an hour. I knocked out 8 tracks, and I was like, hurry up, Ace. Because like, he's a producer, like he can like record, what's it called, he can be a recording engineer, but that's not like his main thing.
So
what
he's
he does,
like,
right?
He's more like mixing and stuff like that.
Not even. I mean, like, he knows how to, like, he has knowledge of it to like make some decisions, but like his forefront and his main focus is producing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is like partially how he advances as quickly as he does, you know? Like, I admire being able to hone in on one thing. My fucking ADHD ass wants to do everything.
Same way, man.
Like, I struggled with letting myself master something.
Same here, man. I feel like if I focus too much on one thing, I'm not paying attention to other things that I should be paying attention to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, because what? You got like the band, the podcast.
School and work.
Yeah, that's already a lot.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I had to figure out like freelance work, bro, because like I tried doing jobs. I couldn't do it.
It's hard, man.
I couldn't do it.
So, like, what do you do as a freelancer?
Right now, I'm into camera work. I've been doing photography. And then, what's it called? I shoot BTS. And I film and direct music videos.
Dude, that's badass.
It's been pretty fun.
So, you have good cameras in?
Yeah.
What cameras do you have?
I use a what's it called? A Canon Rebel T7.
Okay.
So I help my girlfriend out, and like, you know, she's in the videography. So she uses a Sony that's like fucking crazy. I'm not gonna leak it because like can't leak the sauce.
Yeah.
But so I do all of her BTS, and then we'll shoot music videos together, and like I'll do like a lot of like director type shit.
That's badass.
What's it called? We'll yeah, just like plan everything out together. It's really dope.
That's really badass, man. So you get like steady work each week, or like how often do you get work?
Yeah, like a few shoots a week.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice. And it's like, dude, less time, more money. Which is like the best feeling ever, bruh. Because like more than, like I worked at a dealership and I make more money now.
Dude, seriously, that's cool. Anyone need a filmographer or videographer?
On God.
Hit up Derek right here.
On God.
All right, so what would you be doing if music and videography weren't a thing?
Fuck.
I think I asked you this question before, but I'm curious to see.
You definitely did, and I don't know. Oh, I remember exactly what I said, and it's still so true. Teaching.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. But, like, either that or, like, fucking skateboarding.
So do you skateboard often, like to this day?
Or? Nah, not often, but like I can still throw down like,
you know, tricks.
Yeah, a few tricks. It like I definitely have to get like warmed up to start like landing stuff, but yeah, and that is something I do want to like get back to doing more often is like skating. I've been indulging in music a lot right now, and yeah, it's been feeling amazing. I mean, part of it is that I've been trying to rush to finish putting together this EP since I had to re-record it for like the third time. But I mean, that's part of doing a project, you know? And honestly, I'm doing it. I feel like if I pull an all-nighter tonight, if I can do it, but I don't want to pull an all-nighter tonight.
It sucks. The next day, it sucks. Dude.
Nah, no.
You know, focus on your health also, you know what I mean?
Nah, literally. But nah, for sure, definitely, I think I can make it, because like I'm trying to upload like 2 weeks before release type shit, so ideally upload tomorrow. If I upload the day after,
not like, a huge deal, you know.
Yeah,
you use DistroKid or what do you
yeah use? Grief coming out on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah,
soft launch. But yeah, dude, like I've been putting together this project for like almost a year now. I mean, not consistently, but like as far as stretched out over time, like I let myself branch out and work on ideas, you know, I never stop new ideas. But now the big difference is I actually commit to finishing ideas. And that is the biggest game changer that like, yeah, made a big difference in my career.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes in the process, you're just not feeling it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's natural, you know, you can't always be like on it. And then a lot of times when you're just not feeling it, you kind of just stop. But if you actually push through it and you see the final product, you're like, holy shit, bro, good thing I didn't stop, you know?
Then it's like, I don't even force myself like through sessions that often, you know, like I'll force myself to get like takes, whatever. If I'm at home, I'm not gonna. But if I'm, like, recording with somebody, then yes, of course I will, because it's not just my time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the difference is if I'm at home, I'm going to take a break, I'm going to go do whatever, I'm going to come back and do the thing. But, like, yeah, I mean, technically I'm working on, like, fucking 4 albums right now. But it's just, like, I make songs as they come and then say, like, oh, this would fit this project, this would fit. So like I with the breakup, right? So then I put together this project Grief, and every song in this EP is a different stage of grief. So two of the songs are already out, Smile Again and Out the Box. Smile Again's like that initial like disbelief,
yeah,
and then Out the Box is anger. So I have like all the other stages in the EP coming out.
That's cool. That's badass. Yeah.
And then through that time, you know, I just let myself keep writing songs. So like eventually I compiled like a shitload of songs and ideas for songs that related to the topic. So boom, deluxe.
So what's your songwriting process? Like from the very beginning, like do you do like voice notes real quick, voice memos, or do you write it down first? Or like what's the process?
I like to write down.
Like in your phone notes or?
Yeah. I just use notes on my phone. And honestly, like when it comes to songs, they're given to me, you know, I'm a vessel, right? Mm-hmm. And so when an idea comes, I just jot it straight down. I also do like writing it like physically. Mm-hmm. I have a bad habit of not busting out my notebook all the time, which like I normally keep it on me in my backpack. So like that's really just my bad habit.
But like it's a lot more effort compared to just doing it on your phone.
Right. You know what I mean? But it's a lot better for the brain. Mm-hmm. Like when you put tactile motion into it, you memorize it quicker. And then on top of that, like, I don't know, whenever I write physically, I always have like, I just use bigger words.
And also like, it's kind of cool, like just looking at your handwriting, because sometimes like your emotion, it kind of transfers into the handwriting sometimes. I've noticed that in my writings, because there's sometimes where I was like pissed off and you can see it in my handwriting, you know, I'm like writing more like not as good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool just like seeing the handwriting.
Holy shit, yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, no, that's definitely a conscious habit that I'm gonna build now that I brought that to my attention.
So like what I'm trying to figure out how to word this, but like what, how, so like the way you are right now, you're kind of very like you're focused on your process, you're focused on your goals, like mm-hmm. how did you get to this like way of thinking? Did you read books or listen to podcasts or like from your family, or were you always kind of like this?
So I would say I was always like a dreamer, but I wouldn't follow through with my actions a lot of the times when I was by myself, just because I wasn't motivated mm-hmm. to use my own time in a way that wasn't like
wasting it, or
whether wasting it or just pleasurable, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
like watching a movie, watching shows, eating, whatever the fuck, spending time with friends,
just getting
like
dopamine all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And like, yeah, like a lot of my free time I'd always give away. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah, learning to just like spend time by myself was really like a big part of it. And then a big thing that really got me was moving my setup out of my bedroom. Okay. When I did that in my apartment, I literally, and then like I had a couch next to my desk. Man, I sleep on that couch more than my bed, and I wake up straight to the computer, straight to the mic, like, and that just completely rewired my brain, because that became a different place in sleep. Like whenever
different
I was
purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And so now, what's it called? I'm just not home a lot. So like the only time I come home is pretty much to record and then crash right after. And then also, you know, it's just like now that I've built a habit of working regularly and just also enjoying the process more, instead of like making it such a like learning to enjoy the process instead of like needing a certain result.
Yeah, so in order for you to finally feel satisfied or happy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like that point, it doesn't last forever. Like, say you do mm-hmm. get joy or whatever from accomplishing your goal, how long is that happiness going to last? You know
right.
what I mean? If you only focus on just that.
That's the fun of the game, you know, is that, like, it's not supposed to last. You get your flowers for your release mm-hmm. day, and then you keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And that's, there's, like, I love that about it. It's like, yeah, I almost have all of 2026 planned. Like, so just that alone, that was a big shift too. I started using like whiteboards mm-hmm. and like mapping shit out. Like one day I sat in my room, I want to say around September, and I just wrote down all the months, all the way up until like December of this year, and just started planning release.
It's kind of what we started doing right here, planning out the year.
Yeah, sick. Doing that alone, like, goes crazy. Like, I got some projects for 2027. Like,
that's what? Good, that's good, because you're not walking like a path blindly, you know, like blindfolded. You can actually see the path in front of you.
Yeah.
You're laying down the bricks before you get to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's like, if I ever am just not feeling something, I got so many other things to do. So it's just like, I'm never going to not want to do music now, because, like, bro, if I don't feel like recording, okay, let me produce. I don't feel like producing, okay, I got some shit to mix. All right, let me just work on a different song. And then past that, like, yeah, the key to not burning out is allowing yourself to do other shit. Like, I live a life outside of music. That's how I bring life into my music.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of the trickiest parts of being an artist, too, is learning how to balance that commitment to the studio and that commitment to your first-person perspective. And I used to overcommit to that. So then I just noticed I have a very indulgent personality. So I just, like, hard lean into things until I find that middle and balance eventually. So I think that's where I'm inching towards. And then I'm about to hop out the country and go hard lean into fucking music again.
Oh, you're going to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, yeah, Shorty and I going to go out there and just fucking grind.
Fuck yeah, man.
Just grind. Awesome. Dude, yeah. Too hyped. About to come back looking like...
going to be super Derek.
Oh, no bull, bro. Nah, dude. And I'm just ready to, like... be ready to start working on next year. Like, once you start planning everything out and mapping things, it just, like, literally life feels like a video game now.
Dude, yes. I've been thinking the same thing.
I wake up and it's like, okay, what are my daily tasks today?
Get closer to, like, beating the level or whatever.
Yeah, you know? And, like, it boils down to giving yourself purpose. And, you know, I'm personally a believer in Jesus Christ, so I'm thankful that the Lord gives me my purpose, that, like, I realize music is bigger than me.
Yeah.
And once I started seeing it that way, it became a lot easier to just do it.
Yeah, for sure, man.
And to just live through it instead of, like, trying to be it.
Yeah. Like, earlier when you mentioned you're just a vessel, it reminded me of something that I read about, like, the muse. You know how, like, all you gotta do is just let the muse give you the ideas, and then you turn them into something physical in a way, you know?
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. So how important do you think leisure time is? Just, like, to watch TV, or just, like, just chill, sit down and chill, or lay down, or whatever? Like, do you do that every day, or?
Yeah. More than I should, but yeah. I'll be honest with myself, like, my thing is in social media, bro. Doom scrolling. I don't really play games. I don't have any. I only have one game on my phone.
Okay. I don't have any games.
Yeah. Like, I got Clash Royale. And I barely play that shit. Like,
I've heard it's pretty good. It's pretty addicting.
It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, it can be. Like, when I was a lot more into it, like, when I was really young, when it first came out. Yeah. Yeah. But even then, like, the only reason I like the shit is because it's vertical and I can play it with one hand. And it's low maintenance.
Okay.
Like, I like low maintenance games. Like, oh my gosh, Balloon Tower Defense.
Oh, dude, that was a good one.
I actually had an addiction to that
game.
That
was a good one.
Like, it was terrible.
Like, it was cool math, right?
That, yeah, and then I also, like, what really got me was the sixth one. Because they started making it on the app.
Oh, okay.
Bro, that shit was bad, bro. It like, I was enslaved to that game. It was bad, bro. Like, that, I've never been, like, actually addicted to something. Like, I was genuinely crazy, addicted, man, to that game.
There was another one. I think it was called Tower Defense or some shit like that. But it was the same thing as Bloons Tower. But it was like medieval or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You can choose like all your traps or whatever, or, like all the guns, and it was just so cool, dude.
Yeah, like same idea, just fucking reskin.
Do you play any video games at all? Like any console or PC games?
I used to. That's what did it. That's what did it. I stopped playing video games. So all I have to do in my house is make music. That and then taking it out of my room. The mix of those two things, bro, all I did was make music. And it was fucking fantastic. But yeah, I used to have a Nintendo Switch, and then I left my shit at the airport.
What the fuck, dude?
It was so sad.
Like,
I was
like your baggage?
I was bringing my dog back from Texas to my crib in Orlando.
Your dog?
My doc.
Dock station for the Switch. Okay.
And I brought the dock back. My dumbass left the Switch in Houston at the airport.
If you could play an instrument, or if you play an instrument, what would it be, or what is it?
Man, I love drum kit. What's it called? If I could pick up one that I don't fiddle with already, guitar. Guitar is my favorite instrument, but that's why I don't want to learn to play it.
Why?
It's because, like, I think, other than, like, the sound, of course, like, and the ways you can manipulate it with like pedals and like mixing, yada yada, you know. I can't play it at all, so it's like I only have a listener's ear.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that's like it's the one of the only instruments I have that, so I want to keep it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Because if you play guitar, I feel like, especially if it's your guitar tracks, you're very like, oh, that sounds cool, you know, that's because it's you playing, you know what I mean? But if you're just listening to it, you can be more like, all right, yeah, I don't like this, I don't like that, I like this, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that too. I didn't even think about that aspect of it, but yeah. I fuck around with keys. Right. I definitely wish I could, what's it called? Was better. But I'm not patient enough to put the time in for it. I'll be honest, you know? So that's nobody's fault but my own. Same thing for why I don't know guitar. I'm not going to teach myself that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, dude. Like, when you're a beginner or something, it sucks.
It does. Oh, my gosh. It's like I'm not used to it anymore. Because it's like now the things that I still do, like, I've been doing for a while. It's like I kind of forget what being a beginner is like sometimes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that I heard. I think it was like a beginner's mind. And I think that's when like something is so new to you, you're asking a lot of questions, you know, you're very curious about whatever it is you're learning.
I love that aspect.
And I think I heard that you have to like always keep that with you, like always have a beginner's mind, you know, like think of yourself as a beginner still.
It's a student.
Yeah, student mentality.
There you go. Yeah, dude, yeah, no.
So even if you're a master of your craft, you should still strive to keep learning more, you know?
100%. I love working with people.
Mm-hmm. You always learn something from someone.
Yeah. Because, like, even if, like, what I think they're doing might be, like, weird, I just ask. It's just like,
yeah. Maybe there's a point to it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, oh, maybe I can teach them a better way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, whatever, you know? You only know what you know.
Yeah. So like, where do you get your quotes from? Because in the last episode, you were talking about how towards the end of the podcast, I asked you for advice to the listeners, and you said something about like you take the L from learn and then you earn it or something like that.
Dude, I just like, be bro, what going. The fuck?
where'd you get that from? A book or?
Probably social media, but like, dude, I really just be going. Like, you only know what you know. Like, come on. I be trying to drop gems like that. It's like I'm a rapper or something.
I just can't stop spitting bars, man.
Shit. Dude, it's... Oh, my gosh. Sometimes it's, like, so bad, bro. Like, I be talking in rhymes dead ass. Without even, like, trying to on purpose. It's like, I be saying some shit and then I fucking rhyme. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Like, right now you're doing it a little bit. Bro, like 80 BPM. I'm just kidding.
Bro, probably.
That's funny though.
That's my fucking go-to.
Yeah, right now when I'm practicing drums, I like going at super slow tempos. Like I'm talking like 50 BPM, because
if
I can master stuff super slow,
yeah,
that's a whole other thing, you know. Like it's kind of hard.
It's so hard on drums.
It's hard. You have to restrain yourself and know the exact timing of the bounce of the stick. If you can do that, you can do anything else, you know. Of course, if you practice gradually,
right?
If you increase the tempo gradually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes so much sense why jazz drummers are the way they are. I've never had it explained to me that technically, so it's like now I get it.
Jazz drummers are crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I feel like it's one of the coolest ways to play
drums. Dude, for real. Because they play, like, melodically.
Mm-hmm. Their technique is different because they use traditional 100%. Grip, which is like when you're holding the stick kind of like that. Real. I'm like, dude, that's so cool.
It looks so dope. Oh, I love jazz. I love jazz.
When you were in high school, what electives or extracurriculars were you involved in? Were you a theater kid?
Band!
Band?
Oh, yeah,
I was
bro.
A band, bro.
Bad times. Character developing, though, for sure. Had to go through it.
You want to share one of those band stories? We don't have to, man.
Nah. I'm fine. What's it? I had my band director call me an ass one time. That was pretty funny.
What high school did you go to? You went to school here in Houston?
Yeah. I don't want to disclose that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's, oof. We leave that behind. But, nah, what's it called? The band program I was in is actually like pretty badass. Like we're pretty good at what we did. I played clarinet, and then I switched to bass clarinet second half of high school. I fucked with it pretty hard. I wish I could still play. Like, I definitely feel like if I had one, I could still go. But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Them shits are expensive. I'm not buying my own. Like, just to be a hobbyist, fuck no.
Maybe later on when
you have disposable
income.
Yeah, exactly. Like that could be a really fun hobby. Like in that, you know, but. The one thing that sucks is, like, I don't ever see myself playing bass lines for my music with a bass clarinet. Like, it's just not... It would be very cool, but it's just not very suitable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, yeah, I just don't know what context I would use that shit in. But, I mean, fuck around and dry.
You already know, because now you can add, like, effects to it. You know what I mean? Like,
have,
like, a bunch of, like... I don't know,
gosh,
cool effects on top of it.
The shit out of it.
And create like a whole new sound. I think you could. These on the
Yes, I can make that ball bouncy. Boom, 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 boom.
Because you never hear
what a bass clarinet now.
Because you never hear about any other rappers doing that. You know what I mean?
Dude, literally, bro. That would just be fun. That'd be so much fun. And like, one thing I did learn after graduating high school was that I just didn't like classical music. Like, as far as planning, like, I could appreciate it, but I'm not gonna go bump that shit. Like
for fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, show it to your friends. Hey, guys, check this out, you know?
Yeah, like, just I mean, now that I've definitely, like, just become more knowledgeable of music and, like, just love music as a whole so much more, I definitely think I'd appreciate it a lot more than I did, but, like, I'd prefer not to play it. I did jazz. Holy fuck. I had so much more fun. I had so much more fun. It made me realize that, like, I actually did like playing instruments. And picking up tenor sax.
Oh, shit. Nice.
That's the instrument I want to buy. Nice. And then bass clarinet would be for fun.
I feel like a lot of artists and musicians use saxophone nowadays. Mm-hmm. Maybe always, but it's something that I've noticed.
It's just more... It's just sexy. It
sounds good.
It just sounds sexy. Like, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah,
there's no other way to put it, bro. Because I have an alto. It just doesn't hit. It's not the same.
It's like the smaller one, right?
Yeah. Okay, it's okay. Like the normal one you'd see in, like, a classical band.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And it's just not the same. Tenor sounds so much better.
It has more like depth to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Kinda. Yeah, it just sounds so much more rich.
I was in percussion in high school.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to be in.
It's funny because I joined band in like junior year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they were holding tryouts for a guitarist. And back then I sucked, dude. I don't know how I got in. I'm pretty sure only I auditioned. That's probably how I got in. But I got in because they needed me for the marching season. They needed a guitar player.
Okay, sick.
They were going to cover a song by Muse. I don't know if you love band Muse.
It rings a bell.
But they needed a guitar player, and I got in. Once that was over, they were like, do you want to still be in band? You know, you can be a percussionist. And like, I didn't know, I had no experience, you know? But they were offering it to me. They were like, you already have some experience, you know, reading sheet music for guitar, you know, so maybe you can try to be a percussionist. Plus, I was with percussionists all day, every day.
Any day, yeah.
Because I was in pit with the percussionists there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So whenever we went to like marching shows or like football games, I was always with them. Kind of watching them and learning them by watching. And sometimes I would pick up the sticks also. So I did it, you know, I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. I had to catch up with the people who were in bands in like middle school.
Right.
You know, they were like very skilled, very like masterful. Mm-hmm. I had no experience at all. So I had to like try and like catch up in a way.
Then again, like I just, back then, well, you know, now being an adult, I realized what it really was I was around people who were too passionate
mm-hmm.
for how I viewed it.
Yeah.
But as a high schooler, I hated being around so many fucking sweats when like band was just like a whatever thing. Like mm-hmm. I didn't really give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like it just annoyed me. But now I realize like they were just passionate about a skill that they honed in the same way that I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like that, damn, that made me understand why haters are haters. I get it now. When you just don't have that passion, it bothers you to be in the presence of it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's kind of like envy in a way, I guess. You know what I mean?
I mean, it, in a lot of cases, definitely. But like in my case with band bros, like I didn't give a shit, and people were trying to fucking make me feel like I should.
So
I
was like, just more annoying, I guess.
Off. Yes, yes, it was so annoying.
That's hilarious.
It was like, bro, I don't give a fuck. You can play your C major scale at 200 BPM, bro. Like,
that's pretty impressive, actually.
It is. It definitely is. But like, dude, fuck off. I can play my shit at 180 and I don't even fucking practice.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking crying.
Or like, I just, yeah, bro. Like, a lot of this shit, I don't know. I guess, like, I was just a lot more creative-minded, too, you mm-hmm. know? It's like, I can improv.
Mm-hmm. Because with band, it's very structured. Like, yeah. Super structured. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like, bro, I felt like these people were like robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, hey, how about you make something of your own? buffering.
Cannot compute.
No, literally. But I mean, dude, in the same way that like they're fucking really good at replicating, I'm not. So no. Like, yeah, bro. Like, I don't got the patience to learn somebody's song.
Yeah, and then fuck actually enjoy
shit.
It. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Bro. Fuck that shit. I got shit to make.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, bro. To each their own. But that was just like things I didn't understand as a child.
So which musicians do you look up to? Like any rappers or bands or artists? Who is that?
The X.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah,
this is good. Dude, what's it called? X, bro, he honestly inspired me more as a person than as an artist. And that, like, remembering that, as well as, like, you know, getting my purpose from God, like, it, they just kind of reaffirmed that and like reminded me why I do, or like it gave it that bigger than me
mm-hmm.
reason. You know, it's like I want to influence people to be more emotionally conscious, intelligent, open, vulnerable, and expressive. That's my message as an artist.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I appreciate that very, very much. And so that effect, like that is why like X is one of my favorite people of all time. Like, I damn near cried when he died. I'm trying not to tear up right now. Like, that shit hit. Cause like, he inspired me so much with like those vlogs that he used to make, and just the amount of like knowledge and just perspective that he would give out, and that, and you know, like, it just made me like emotionally mature at a younger age, and like mentally like kind of push myself to grow in those aspects. And yeah, it definitely shaped my character. So like, at least, you know, like a good portion. So that's like the effect that like I want to leave on people. And you know, I look up to Mac and J. Cole. You know, I feel like they also, you know, do some of the same things that I aspire to do just through their music. So that's literally like that perfect formula right there of like doing it through the music and doing it as a person. Wham, put that together.
So would you consider yourself as like I think I've heard this term before, but like conscious rapper, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I could be. You could consider me as that. I mean, I don't, only because it's not the only thing I do. And then on top of the fact that my shit's more like emotionally based and like more about expressing raw emotion, and as well as like talking about your feelings and being like vulnerable enough to express them.
Especially as men, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's really, like, one of my biggest goals, to inspire, like, the next generation of men to be able to, like, actually be open and communicative.
Yeah.
Be able to say, like, yo, this scares me. Mm-hmm. Hey, I feel da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, like, that shit's hard. It's something that has to be learned and taught. So, the influence.
Oh, yeah.
And, what's it called? And conscious is also typically like associated with like political, like Kendrick is a conscious rapper.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like, I don't think I fall completely under the bracket, but like, it's not a bad, label.
Okay. Do you have any influences outside of rap? Maybe like pop or rock music that you like to kind of like put into your music a little
bit? Dude, yeah, for sure. What's it called? I'm a big R&B head.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big R&B head. Okay. So, like, I love Daniel Caesar.
Oh, he's really good.
Brent Faiyaz. He's fucking amazing. Tone Stiff. Oh, my gosh. I'm blanking out so hard right now. This is crazy. I had a pretty big Giveon phase for a little bit. He's pretty tough. I'm missing someone. Yeah. Can't forget SZA ever.
Okay.
Dude, and then here's the big one that changed me. Oh my gosh. You see that video of the Pro Tools session of Folded?
No.
By Kehlani?
No.
Dude.
Send it to me.
I will. You need to see it.
Okay.
Need.
Okay.
Bro. It's like, just the chorus. Like layers on layers.
Like for the vocals or for everything?
For the vocals. So many. Holy that shit altered my brain chemistry, bro. Since then, I started doing a lot more vocals, okay. And it's dope.
What song is this, and by who?
Folded
by who?
By Kehlani.
Okay.
Dude, she's sick. What's it called? I also grew up during the SoundCloud era, so like, I definitely take influence from like Juice WRLD, Trippy Red.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love Trippy, bro.
Dude, yeah. It hit me recently, like how much I sing like him, Juice.
They're both really good, dude.
Like, just, like, as far as, like, the melodic, like, patterns and, like, vocal technique.
They have a different vocal technique from most rappers. Because the way I, because the reason why I like them a lot is because, from my point of view, it sounds like they're doing, like, rock vocals in a way. Especially Trippy,
right?
Yeah,
they are heavily rock.
Especially
Trippy.
Yeah,
they're both heavily rock influenced. Yeah. And, like, also, like, I love rock. Like, I really want to get into making indie rock.
Oh, okay.
I just don't have like guitarists that I keep in touch with enough to like work with regularly.
Mm.
I've been working on it for a while, but
I mean, now you're gonna be on a lot of bands' radars, you know.
Holla at me.
Anyone please wanted to do some indie music?
I also make like singer songwriter too. I got like a singer songwriter track coming on my EP.
Oh shit.
It's the outro. It's the nice. The acceptance okay track. Okay. It's so sick. So sick. I grew up on classic rock.
Same here.
My dad would always play that shit. So like hella Green Day.
Nice.
Steve Miller Band. Love Steve Miller Band.
Same here.
Love Steve
Jet Miller Airliner.
Like yeah. Yeah, hella Green Day.
So did you listen to the radio a lot back in the day, or?
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. So then there's like a little pop too, you know. And yeah, I just try to be everywhere. I love me some jazz too. I love Dexter Gordon.
I don't think I've heard of Dexter Gordon.
He's a tenor sax player. My lesson teacher put me on in college.
Okay.
He's so tough, bro. I used to fucking leave jazz. Smoke my cart, yeah, high as fuck, bro. Just whipping my fucking Jetta, bro. Chilling, listening to some Dexter Gordon, bro.
Okay.
Just smooth riding through the night. Do some like Uber Eats or something, bro. Like,
I used to do that.
Yeah, bro. It was so chill, bro. Man, I'm about to listen to that motherfucker after this. Oh,
I think
dude,
the jazz I listen to is like John Coltrane.
Oh, okay, really yeah. I like Blue and Green. I know that one's cliche.
Who else? There's Duke Ellington. That's pretty good also.
Yes, love Duke.
You ever seen Big Mouth, the cartoon?
A little bit.
It's funny how like Duke Ellington comes out in it, like as a ghost. Does?
Oh my gosh, that's funny as fuck.
And he's voiced by Jordan Peele.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Do you watch movies or TV shows at all? Do you have any favorites?
Dude, Stranger Things was crazy. Oh, the ending was fucking dog shit, though. The very last episode. Everything other than that, incredible.
I haven't seen the last season yet.
Bro. Sorry, I spoiled.
No,
I didn't spoil, but like, it is very much worth the watch.
Okay.
It is worth the watch. The ending is just fucking terrible. It's terrible. Just lazy writing.
Okay.
That's all it was.
I like all the memes that I've seen. Like, there was one where, like, Walter White comes out from Breaking Bad. Yeah, I think it's my favorite one that I've seen.
Oh, my goodness. And bro, what's it? Oh, my gosh. We're talking about style music I'm getting into. Oh, I also love bachata.
Oh, okay.
I don't listen to a lot, but I dabble in a little bit.
Do you know how to dance it?
Yeah. Just like the basic.
Same here.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. But what's it called? I'm Nicaraguan and Puerto Rican, so vibes.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I just, like, I picked it up pretty quick, pretty easy, like, just watching, you know, just watch and learn type. But I also like forget easily, so
that's why I was gonna write shit down or like just put it down somewhere like a reminder on my phone or something. I always forget shit, dude.
That's real. That's so real. Yeah, no, it's just like not a regular thing, right? So the muscle memory fades away.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Prince Royce.
Oh, he was like huge back in the day, dude.
Yeah. Now people say Romeo Santos is the GOAT, but like,
I think they've always said that.
Yeah.
I've always heard that, bro, for a long time.
I like that he incorporates other genres in the bachata, which is crazy. Like, he has this one that has like EDM type aspects.
Really? I don't think
it.
I've heard that.
It's nuts. It's like one of his most popular songs. I just can't think of it. It's like the
I don't think so. I have to
find it, bro. That record is crazy.
I've only heard like mainly he's like Aventura stuff.
Oh, okay.
Especially the early stuff. I think that's like the main part of his discography that I know.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, he is the bachata goat. I hate to admit it. I wanna I want to say Prince Royce so bad, but like...
Would you ever do a Wichita song, like make one?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just not fluent in Spanish yet.
Yeah.
I'm on that Duolingo grind.
I mean, you can do it in English, maybe, or like feature a Spanish speaker.
But like, I know one thing though, like if somebody ghostwrote me a feature, I mean, or ghostwrote me like a song in Spanish, I could murder that shit. Cause it's like, I have a sound, like it, this, the idea of like singing in Spanish, like even just like messing around, doing it as a joke, like I come up with melodies very easily. Unlike English for some reason. So I'm like, oh shit, okay. So it's like, I already know I'd have like a certain style.
Okay.
And it's one that's not like uncommon in that like style of music either. And it's like, well, yeah, like melodic rap type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's like, that's like pretty common in Latin music nowadays. Yeah, bro, I think I'd fucking murder a bunch of the song.
Do it, man.
I want to sample one into like a hip hop record.
Okay, that'll be dope.
I really want to do that. Yes. Right,
that'll be dope, actually. Cause it's I feel like Wichita is very like beat driven anyway.
100%, 100%, and like it's just a lot. All, I don't know if you noticed, all the genres that are super danceable have the same drums.
Every especially the reggaeton. Oh my god, bro! I'm like,
that is, the drums determine the genre.
Yeah. Like, there's this girl I used to date, she would always put reggaeton songs, and like, I noticed like the drum was the same every single song, no matter the artist. And I was like, you notice like this is the same like beat over and over again, like across all the songs.
I don't care.
And yeah, she doesn't care. You're like, I mean, I don't know, it's all good. I'm like, to me, it's kind of boring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Once you hear the same drum loop, but like past that, like, as long as you don't get to that point, bro, it's all about the feeling.
Yeah, and then there's
so many different styles. I mean, it's just like trap. It's just like that's trap, true. Bro. You just get a booming ass 808. It's a
the hi hat thing or whatever. It's so cool though. Okay, like that's more entertaining because it's like it's cooler. I don't know. It sounds cool.
Yeah, it can be, but it's like
it gets repetitive.
I don't know. I also just, as an artist, don't like trap beats. And like, as a listener, yeah, it's cool. As an artist, bro, it's like a pet peeve of mine when people send me trap beats.
Bro, to me, they're cool because, like, as a drummer, I can picture those beats being played on a drum set. No, and that's like cool because you're like to play trap beats, you have to use a hi hat a lot and like these cool rhythms.
It's very different, yeah. And
to me, that's cool.
It is. No, yeah. Trap drummers are dope, but like, yeah, no, I just. As an artist, bro, I fucking hate trap. Like, them hi-hats is overstimulating. Like, I'd rather just hear some...
Okay. What are your... Okay. Damn, bro. Can you beatbox? Would you ever do, like, an acapella song where you, like, beatboxing and rapping over?
Bro, shit, I'm doing it right now. No. Nah, but like, yeah, just a simple little thing like that. Yeah, swap the hi hat for something just because I like to be quirky.
What are your biggest, like, top three biggest pet peeves in music besides the hi hat or trap beat thing?
Okay, so the trap beat thing, where it comes from, is like so many producers be, or not so many. I don't want to sound like my shit's blowing up, like my DM's blowing up. I ain't gonna gas myself up too much. But like, I get like. A lot of producers like hit me up and be like, yo, you dope, let me send you beats. Okay, for sure. Then they send me like 5 dark trap beats. Like, did you not listen to my music, bro? Like, no. No. I like no, I'm playing. But like, bruh, like It takes like a specific bounce for me to want to hop on some trap shit. It's just not my style, and it, like, I feel like it makes me sound Caucasian. Like, I ain't gonna front. Like, sometimes, you know. And yeah, I've tried it. It's just not my bag. I learned to accept it. And I learned what is my bad. You got to lean into your strengths
exactly,
yeah. While also experimenting with more. So it's like I push myself in other directions. But it doesn't mean I'm going to count myself out from hopping on a trap shit. Man, I'll fucking hop around on a flip beat. And I'll kill that shit. But like, probably not by myself. So that's my main thing. So the pet peeve is like, actually look into my music before you try to work with me.
Okay.
It like, I don't want to sound like I'm arrogant or like I'm tuning my own horn, but it's like I clearly have a sound. I'd like to say, like, I think I have gotten to a point where, like, I have my unique sound. Like, you can tell I have influences. But it's, like, I don't rap on tight beats. And I think that's very obvious. And, like, also, you know, it just recently hit me when I was talking to somebody about this. Actually, last night, I was cooking up with... a guy I met at a show, shout out Monty. He's another artist based in Houston. He's really fucking dope.
He's a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper, and he's kind of in my same alley. So him and I've been cooking up a little bit. Nice. So I came over to his studio last night and just like knocked out two tracks, like just hopped on two opens that he had, just fucking one took some shit. It was dope. I never really let myself do that while recording. Mm-hmm. It was dope. Okay. I just let myself lay down genuine freestyle.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Ace Sakai is going to be so proud. We were talking and it hit me like I haven't used a YouTube beat in years. I either get my beats from somebody or rap on a beat I made.
Okay.
Which is crazy. God bless. That's actually such a blessing to be able to say.
Oh yeah, man.
And definitely like a milestone in my career for sure. And yeah, I think that's apparent in the work. So listen before you try to, you know what I'm saying? Like work. And also if you listen and come at me with, hey, I think I can push you to do this after hearing what you do, that's even more love. I think that's like the highest form.
Okay. Where do you see Derek in 10 years?
I'll be 31 going 32. Fucking rich as shit. Not gonna lie, rich as shit. That's a long time. 10 years? Oh yeah. So I see myself getting like just under the cusp of having like fuck you money. And then with a family while also still maintaining my goals and like pursuing my dreams and traveling the world, just exploring the globe. You know, I think I'm starting to start that journey now, you know, but like, that's definitely one I don't see myself stopping within the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I'm definitely by then arena, touring, all that, and trying to bring the famo with me.
Oh, yeah.
Making a whole team mission for sure. And like, I'm excited with some of the things that are happening recently in the music industry. Do you know the app Untitled?
No.
It's like an app where you can upload your files and like put together projects so you can listen to them back to back. And it's just your files and you can like replace the audio and like add notes and like fuck with the BPM of shit and the key. Like you can do all kinds of shit.
Untitled. It's
crazy. Fire app. Okay. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Okay. Is this an ad? I'm just kidding.
They sponsor me. But like they recently released this feature to where, because you can share projects too, right? Mm-hmm. Like I can send you my projects from Untitled if I wanted to.
Okay.
You're not getting it. Nah.
Oh, which I'm not going to.
Nah, but.
Nah, but what's it called?
Now you can sell that shit through the app.
That's cool.
So now it's a new avenue for digital sales, you know, instead of streams. Just like do you hear about J. Cole releasing that 4-track EP on his website?
When was that?
Like, within the past month.
No, I haven't heard of that.
So he dropped this EP on his website, and like, you choose how much to pay for it, dollar minimum.
Mm-hmm. Like Bandcamp, kind of.
In a way, dude, and like, that is worth so much more than streams. Selling your shit for a dollar is so much worth more.
You're gonna make a lot of dollars that way.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So like, I think that's definitely gonna be the new wave of music and how it is distributed, and that it's almost gonna be treated like the movie theater versus like streaming services. Mm. And that's because J. Cole's doing that with this EP. He's gonna drop it on streaming after the fall off.
Okay.
Or something like that. It is on his website for 3 weeks. So it's literally like having shit in theaters.
Before it actually comes
before
out.
Before it hits like home.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Like, so I don't know. I mean, I definitely think that's the new wave in the music industry.
Shit.
And like, that's something that I'm really, really interested
in. It's like a whole new...
It's like CDs.
Yeah, whole new medium.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. It's crazy because like technology is always changing, like month to month. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Exponentially.
Yeah, at this rate.
So it's pretty hard to predict how that landscape is gonna look like a year from now. You know what I mean?
100%.
Who the fuck knows, bro?
100%.
Where's it gonna go?
So I think the music is gonna go up.
For sure, dude.
People
really love music.
So. 100% in like
music.
Yeah, so I do hope that it goes back to being a competition of making shit like actually quality enough to have somebody want to purchase it.
Yeah, demand.
Yeah, exactly. So that I'm excited for.
Okay.
That I'm excited for, and I'm honestly, by the end of 2027, I predict to have 200 songs in my discography.
Holy shit.
So, who the fuck knows where I'm going to be in 10 years?
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, just off the things that I have mapped out, I'm pretty sure I can manage to get like 60 or 80 tracks by the end of this year.
That's cool.
And then that doesn't include singles per month. So,
damn,
and I haven't planned out the last quarter of the year either.
Nice.
Yeah, like now any more like projects, because I've been trying to do like collab projects with people, which has been such a like fun adventure.
Okay.
It's like I got 3 projects that are mine that I'm working on, and then I got the album with Connor, album with Ace that are done and near done. Or no, they're both near done at this point. So I'm gonna add the last couple touches to me and Ace's album. Some like DJ scratches and shit. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be so tough.
Would you ever want to be featured like in a rock song?
Absolutely.
That'd be cool. Dude.
Yes, dude. I actually like. I'd be having like I'd be jamming with my homies that like play like, my homie Aaron. Shout out Aaron. What's it called? He's a drummer, so he'll invite like guitarists over, and we'll just fucking jam, bro. I'll make a whole song, like chorus and everything off the top.
Dude, that's
4
cool.
minute track.
That's cool.
All off the top, and it's cohesive.
That's badass, man.
Yeah, so like, yes, I love making like rock music. It all started as a joke, for real. Just like me rapping in general, it always starts as a joke.
Yeah, right. Then you got better.
No, literally. So like one day, like I was just fucking around and joking, and like, I really miss you.
Like Blink-182.
Yes, yes. And yeah, after that, I was like, wait, what the fuck? Why does this kind of sound good?
Look, he slaps.
Yeah. So. I guess I ran with it. I definitely want to get to a point where I have people in my like close circle who are just instrumentalists, and just for the sake of feeding each other, you know. Cause like, oh my gosh, my favorite thing about being in the music industry is being able to put money in my friends' pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
like, I've introduced Ace to, like, at least five people who have probably put, like, $2,000 in his pocket.
Shit.
I love that.
Yeah.
So much. Like, that's sick.
For real, dude.
There's not a lot of other places, I mean, industries where you can really do that without, yeah, unless you're locking someone into a 9-to-5 where they're just fucking killing themselves for a paycheck. Like, that shit's dope.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so last year when I had you on and I asked if you had any advice for people watching or listening, you said, just do it, you know?
Yes, do just it. Just start.
So what advice do you have to people that don't really have motivation or they're doubting themselves way too much, you know? Like, they're asking themselves, you know, like, how can I do it when, like, I'm like, not, like, worth of doing it or something like that. You know what I mean? Someone lacking motivation or... Like, what drives you, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask. Like, what is your motivation? What gets you out of bed? What gets you into the studio or the mic? What drives all that?
What drives all of it for me is the fact that I wanted to put a roof over my head. And, like, even more importantly, it's, like, if I don't make something out of it. Actually, no. If I don't make something out of this, then I look like a fucking bum to my family. But most importantly, the last thing I ever want to go through is having a kid, them finding my music and being then having to say, "Oh yeah, I gave up."
Yeah.
Like, imagine telling my kid I gave up on my fucking dream. That at this point I've invested 8 years into.
Shit.
Fuck that. Like, I would not. There's, like. Yeah, dude, I just feel like a disappointment of a father. And that is, like, one of my biggest fears of life. And one of the last things I ever want to experience is just disappointing my child. Shout out to my future kid.
If you're watching the Street Couch podcast.
And yeah, I can't let that happen. And then, like, it hit different realizing, like, at least on my mom's side of, like, the bloodline, every generation's made, like, significant steps, like, for the bloodline.
Mm.
My great grandma taught herself how to read and write.
Crazy.
My grandma was the first one to move to the U.S. My mom was the one that got us out of poverty. That's crazy. I gotta be a millionaire. Like, at least. Gotta keep the exponential curve going. And then, like, yeah. my what's it called? My grandma was the first one to get educated. My mom was a first-gen college student, college grad. So, yeah.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Mine also.
Sick. Dude, so yeah, financial freedom. That's the next. Dude, that's the next spot for the bloodline.
The best goal to have.
Yep. And, like, also, like, another thing that drives me is that I don't ever want to have to say, unless I'm in, like, a studio session with, like, fucking Drake or something, like, or J. Cole, better yet. Like, I don't want to have to tell my kid, like, nah, I can't make it to your thing. I gotta work.
Mm, yeah.
Like, the only times I want to not be there is because I'm in the studio or I'm, what's it called, touring. But I'd rather be at a point where I can just bring them with me. And yeah, bro, like, pray God me and my girl get to that point. She's, like, all for homeschooling, which is sick, because then that makes that possible.
Yeah,
which is something I never thought about.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, yeah, I get to raise my kid to actually be freaking smart and be an intellectual human being.
School fucking sucks, dude.
It does. It totally shapes your character, and it's, like, so necessary, but, like, at the same time, like...
Preparing it to be a worker, you know what I mean?
And it's like...
how would experiencing the world and learning skills shape a person rather than going to school every day?
The real world is the best teacher, you know?
Real shit. Like, yeah, so that's definitely like the route we're taking. And it's either I amount to all these great God-given dreams and goals, or I waste my time and fail. Like, I only have so long, like, before I have to go to a 9-to-5 and just stick to that. Like, it's either I make shit shake and become an entrepreneur, or I'm in the rat race.
Yeah, dude.
Like, this is the only time I got to break out of it, so I gotta do it now. The only time is now.
Oh, yeah, man.
The only time is now.
Stay dropping knowledge, man. All right, any final messages before we finish this? You want to plug in your socials or where people can find your music?
Dude, absolutely. Y'all can find me on all platforms at Derek. That's D-E-R-E-K. Search up Cuffs Derek or Out the Box Derek. Smile again, Derek. What's it called? Then you'll find me immediately and be able to find my artist profile through that. My artist name is just my first name, which is sadly a lot more common on the internet than it should be. So, or than it is in person. Also, my Instagram, y'all can follow me at Derek, again, D-E-R-E-K. This time it's going to be _ YFM. That's Derek, you feel me? And same thing on TikTok, Street Couch Podcast.
All right, everyone, thank you for watching, for listening. Have a good day. Have a good night.
Be here.
Have a good life. Peace.
Deuces.